This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Everyone, it's Christian Fuchs here. I would like to say a big thank you to our fans and keep having our back for the upcoming Premier League season as well as the Europa League. Keep watching Leicester Fan TV. They have the latest news and they keep you up to date on leicesterfantv.com. So stay tuned and thanks for your support.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Beatney, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Mentors UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Good afternoon, good evening, guys, and welcome to Leicester Fan TV for tonight's Thursday night Fan Zone show with me and, of course, as always, Josh, a.k.a. Sportser. Today, finally, our wish has come true. We have a signing to talk about, as you can see in the title. It is, and forgive me if I'm not pronouncing it right, Timothy Castagne. Me and Josh will be talking about him and also potential other signings, hopefully. So get your thoughts and get your comments in. It's time for the Thursday night Fan Zone show. So guys, once again, thanks for joining for tonight's Thursday night Fan Zone show. We'll see who's here already, who's watching the show. So Imtiaz says, where's Phil? Great start there, Imtiaz. It's Thursday night, so it's me and Josh. Phil will be back on Monday. Michael's here. Evening to you, Michael. Thanks for joining. Tom says, we'll get on to that in a bit, so that's fine. Adele is here. Hi, Adele. Thanks for joining. Ben, thanks for joining. Good evening to you, Ben. And also Molly Graham, thanks for joining. Let's add in Josh and let's get him in. How are you, Josh? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, Lux. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. So as we said, you know, for the past few weeks, we've been begging for a signing to talk about, and we finally got it. Am I pronouncing it right? Timothy Castagne? Is that right?
I think so, yeah. It's another tough one, but yeah, it's a good sign.
Yeah, so as you can see in the title, he can play left back, he can play right back. So it's going to be an interesting one, a versatile one. What are your thoughts, Josh, on the news that came out about, what, an hour ago, something like that? What are your thoughts?
As it's a signing, isn't it? So I'm very happy to get a signing under our belts. Obviously, it's been a long one, but it's finally here. And overall, he's a very versatile player. Obviously, he can play left back, right back, left mid, and he suits the bill completely. And to get him for around £20 million, I think it's a very, very good signing, in my opinion. So I'm very happy with him.
Yeah, of course. And obviously, you know, you mentioned it, I mentioned it, left back, right back. You know, people are seen as a replacement for Chilwell. But I've heard he is predominantly a right back, though. Is that correct? Am I right in saying that?
I think so.
Yeah, he can play either side. But I'm saying for Atalanta, I think I think he plays right back for them. But yeah, he has been known to play at left back too. Let's have a look at what people are saying about our new signing, Leicester's new fullback. So Zab says, evening, anyone seen him play? Yeah, guys, get your thoughts in. If you've, Josh, have you seen anything of him? Not watched?
Not really. I've seen a few.
Not a regular. Yeah, not a regular watcher of Serie A.
Yeah.
Let's see if Phil's here. Phil Jones, finally a sign, lads. Will he be our new left back? Guys, like I said, get your thoughts in on this. Is he going to be our new left back? Or is he going to be, well, we'll get on to another option in a moment, but would he be playing right back? Let's see what other people are saying. So Matty said, if he's our left back, why would we try and get Jamal Lewis? I've seen more of that. Are we still after him? Do you know, Josh?
Yeah, I've heard that. I think the Tagliafico one's gone down, but I think Jamal Lewis could still be an option. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I agree. Stevie says, yeah, but then why would we not prioritise a centre-back then? I would say we need a left-back more than a centre-back. Yeah. I would say we could still do with a centre-back, but I think we did need to prioritise a full-back. let's have a look. So, sorry, I've just lost a comment here. Now I'll have to go back to it in a bit. So Michael says he played 35 games as a right-back for Atalanta. Is that last season or is that in total? I'm not sure. But I mean, look, we're paying £21.5 million, I think, and then bonuses, obviously. So I don't think we'd be playing, you know, he's obviously got something about him to be paying that much. So Jay says, so backup for Ricardo, not a replacement for Chile. We don't know, Jay. We don't know. Look, that's a comment down below. Left back or right back. I know a lot of fans won't know too much about him. You know, I don't, Josh doesn't, you know, we don't know a load about him because we're not Serie A fans. We don't watch every week, but guys, if you've seen more games, let us know in the comments what you think. Let's get a couple more comments in. So Baz says we need nice to sign someone, need to be quicker off the mark though. Yeah, I agree. And we'll get one more comment in here. So DJ Ferrari says defensively sound, good attacking as well, but not on the level of Gosens, which I think is he also plays for Atalanta. Is that right?
Yeah. The other fullback, I think it is.
Yeah, and I think he is a left back, isn't he? Like he does play. He's predominantly a left back, and I hear we're still in for him. We wanted to sign both of them, so yeah. I mean, look, as it seems like we're in for two fullbacks, Josh. It takes me on to a question that I can't remember who was speaking about earlier in the week. I think it was it was Jamie on Sunday. It's this really. Is that a possibility? Could we see Ricardo Pereira more forward on the pitch? What do you think, Josh? And maybe JJ left back or Gosens if we sign him left back and obviously Castang right back. What do you think to these little these comments going around, Josh?
Yeah, I think Ricardo out wide, it would solve a problem. Obviously, we still have two wingers, so if Ricardo can be promoted to the right hand side, that would solve our problem. But I'm not too sure, to be honest. Obviously, Ricardo is a great player going forward and great defensively. He ticks all boxes. But yeah, it's a difficult one. I'll be interested to see how the new signing goes into the Premier League and how he starts to fit in. If he can settle in quite well, potentially we could see him go right back, Ricardo obviously go forward. But now I would definitely be happy to see Ricardo out wide, more further forward. But I think we just have to wait and see, really.
Yeah, I mean, we know Ricardo is absolutely brilliant going forward. There's no doubt about that. So it's a possibility. I don't know if Castagne is just a backup. 21 and a half million is quite a lot for a backup player. Yeah. So, you know, I would see him definitely starting at that, you know. I mean, Pereira cost us 22 million, I think. So, so obviously, yeah, Castagne, I think we will see him starting games. But it is interesting that we are still after another fullback. That is the interesting part of it, because I don't know what Rodgers is thinking, what he wants to do, but we'll have to wait and see. Let's see what other people are saying about the Ricardo on the wing. So, yeah, Michael says Ricardo on the wing is an exciting option. I completely agree with you. Ross is coming with his normal FIFA comment. 100% it works on FIFA, so why not give it a go? Yeah, okay. Jay said, oh, sounds interesting. So, yeah, a few people are thinking it could be an interesting one. Let's have a look. So we've got a different comment here, really, in comparison to others. Why did we sign him? He's such a bad signing. A bit tough. We ain't seen him play yet, but we'll have to wait and see how he turns out. We don't know what will happen. Andy says we now have three Belgians. I wonder if they can persuade KDB and Lukaku to join us. That would be good. Hopefully. Maybe Champions League football for that, Andy. Yeah. We might need the Champions League football for that. So, Mayen's a great player, Ricardo. He's super. I think, you know, whether he's on the right back or right midfield, right wing, I think he'd do a great job for us. Larry says, Atalanta play a 3-4-3 with Castagne as more of a wing back, so not sure where people are coming from. I don't know who. So, yeah, so what we're saying, Larry, is would Ricardo play further forward? I mean, if we were playing a three or a five at the back, Josh, we probably wouldn't have a right winger, would we? We'd have the... Is that... Have we been playing? No, we have been playing like that, haven't we?
The last couple of games, yeah. So I think in that go one, Ricardo would go right wing back, and then the left wing back would probably be the new signing, but it's a difficult one. Obviously, in that formation, I didn't think we played wingers. We went more central, didn't we? We had like Perez in the cam towards the end of the season. So if we line up like that, I think it would just be the two wing backs, just given the width. But yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Ben says it's pronounced Kasanga, like lasagna. Kasanga. Kasanga. who knows? We'll have to see what Jamie Carragher and Phil Neville, Gary Neville are calling him when the season starts, and then we'll copy them. Broger says he's a banger of a player. Well, that's good to hear if you've seen him play. And we will, let's just get one more comment in here. I don't want Ricardo in the winger. I want side Benrahma. Well, yeah, I would like him as well, but I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately. And one more there. Rob says Castagne as well, so it must be that. Castagne. Right, Castagne. We'll go with that, Castagne. It's even easier than Tagliafico. I'm happy we're not signing him now, because that's just bringing up issues all the time. Imtiaz also Castagne, so thanks for that. So yeah, I mean, look, we've got our signing. We've had throughout the whole transfer window, there's been rumours, Josh, left, right, and centre, but we've just not done much. Are you relieved now that we've got our first player in? And do you think that we can go on and get maybe a couple more in?
Yeah, 100%. I think we had to wait for the first signing. Now, hopefully after this, they come in a bit more consistently. Hopefully one in the next week. Maybe this time next week, we'll have another signing to talk about. Fingers crossed. But it's good to get a signing under our belts, and hopefully we can get a few more signings for the rest of the transfer window. And hopefully maybe at least one more before we kick off against West Brom in just under 2 weeks. So yeah,
it is. It's on. It's a week on Saturday. A week Saturday, isn't it? A week Sunday.
Sunday.
It's on a Sunday now. It's been moved to a Sunday. Finn says, seen a few clips. Looks like he puts 100% effort in. Exactly what we need. Which is, yeah, I completely agree. We've still got Luke Thomas and Christian Fuchs as well. Someone. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go all the way back up to the top and find the comments, so sorry about that. But someone asked at the very start, has Fuchs signed a year contract? He has. Him and Wes Morgan have signed the extension, so they'll be here till next summer. Reese is obviously just replying to that comment a few moments ago. How on earth is Castagne a bad signing? A player who has consistently played in the top level of Italian football and Champions League football, which is right. Atalanta do, I don't know if they do now, but they have been playing Champions League football, so Reese is on the, you know, hit the nail on the head there. Gray says, we have got to give our new signing a chance. Serie A, different to Prem. Yeah, we've got to give him a good few games there. And let him get used to the league, and then, you know, we'll see what happens. There's a load of comments coming in about other players, and we're gonna move on to that, Josh. Let's get the final thoughts in on Cassagna. So where are we? Oh, I've lost it now. There we go. So Chris says, we sold a defender and now brought in a defender. Whoopi can now buy a forward. I mean, Josh, you know, when we said that selling Chilwell, it was a good deal, you know, the 50 million quid, which it's believed to be, we said it was only going to be a good deal if we brought someone in. Are you happy now? Let's say we don't bring in another fullback. Are you happy with what we've got at the club?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, Fuchs has signed a new contract, so we definitely have the backup now in the left-back role. We have Luke Thomas as well. So with Castagne coming in, it offers much more. Obviously, with Europa League next season, to sign him, he's got experience. I'm very happy with signing someone who's got the European experience. Of course, Atalanta went far in the Champions League this year. So in my opinion, it's a very, very good signing. He's a versatile player, and I think I'm fairly happy. But I would potentially like to see a left-back come in. But if we don't, I'll still be happy with him as the only left-back we've signed.
Yeah, I mean, someone mentioned here, Cassagna is a bench player, in my opinion. Once again, you know, he could well turn out to be a bench player, but I don't think we're signing a player for 21.5 million quid if it's the intention that he's just going to be a bench player. I don't see that. But once again, we'll have to see. You know, we've got other players for the bench. We've got Fuchs, we've got Luke Thomas. I don't think he needs to be on the bench as well. I think he can start, and let's give him a chance. Mike says, yeah, so he played 35 games and 6 in Champions League last season. So I think he's a quality player. Let's move on to, basically, you touched on it there, Josh. What other positions should we strengthen in? Now, I know Reese has done his usual comment. We don't need a striker. It depends if we're playing. It looks like we might be playing two up top. Who knows? I've seen us link with Edouard from Celtic more in recent days. Guys, get your thoughts in. What positions would you like to see strengthening? We'll start with you, Josh. Personally, I think we're all right in midfield. I don't think we need a midfielder at all now, especially that we've kept Mendy in the game the other day. In the friendly, he did look all right. I know it was against weaker opposition. Josh, what are your thoughts? What positions?
To be honest, I'm kind of edging towards a centre back now, because if you are going to play this three at the back formation, I think we are going to need another centre back. So if you are going to go with that formation, I would say possibly another centre back coming in, or maybe two, obviously with a lot of games this season. So yeah. Potentially centre back, and of course a winger is needed. But if you do play that formation, and if you played a similar formation to last season, we didn't really have any like main wingers. So yeah, it's a difficult one. But if you do stick to the four at the back, the usual formation, I'd say a winger.
Yeah, DJ Ferrari 21, winger. There's a couple others here. Michael says winger and a centre back. I think that's spot on, Michael. I think a winger and a centre back would do us nicely. If we sign a winger and we sign a centre back and that's it for the window, I'm happy with that. Obviously, I don't know who would Johnny. What do you think, Josh? Would you sign a centre back to start, or do you think you could start anyone? I mean, we're going to be playing the three, so you'd think that at the minute of what we've got in the club, it would be Benkovic. But would you prefer us to sign a centre back? I mean, we're linked with Fofana, right? From remind me where he's from.
I don't know.
Saint-Étienne?
I think it's Puel's team. So
yeah. So what are your thoughts? Would you like to see us bring a centre back in then? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think especially with the Europa League this season, if we only have Benkovic, Evans, Sunchu as the back for the three centre backs, and Wes Morgan as the only real backup. If any of them get injured, I think we're going to be stuffed. So I think we are going to definitely need at least one centre-back if we are going to play this formation, just simply because of the amount of games Leicester are going to have this season.
Well, we've been linked with Fofana recently. We have been linked with Tarkowski. So, there's definitely players out there that we could sign. Probably going to be inflated prices now because of the Chilwell deal. Mayan, sorry if I pronounced it wrong, left winger from Burnley, Dwight McNeil. That's still on the cards, I believe. So we'll have to see. Matty says Callum McGregor. We spoke about that last week. I think me and you both agreed, Josh. I don't think we need him. I don't think the midfield is a problem at all, really. Reece says centre back, really. I think we need a centre back 100%. Yeah. I think if we're playing three centre backs this season, every game, maybe Kaglas Oyuncu can do it, Donny Evans maybe, but if the third one's Benkovic or Wes Morgan, we need more quality than that, I think. Benkovic is going to turn out to be a good player, but I don't think we can rely on him every game, two games a week, most weeks. So it's going to be a problem. Let's have a look. So Michael says a winger who can tear you and similar to Mahrez. Yeah, that would be that would be good. I mean, I think Ryan Fraser's off to Newcastle now. I know Reece is a fan of Ryan Fraser. I personally don't want him, but yeah. So other clubs are doing it. I think it's time that we do. It's been a while since we signed a winger, hasn't it, Josh? Perez ain't a winger. Perez is not a winger. And let's have a look. Give Benkovic a chance. Yeah, Josh, what are your thoughts on Benkovic? Because he did well at Bristol City. I think he did well at Celtic, apart from he got an injury. But what are your thoughts on him? Do you think that we should... Do you see him becoming a starter next season? This season, next season, whatever?
Yeah, hopefully. I think it depends on injuries. Obviously, he's got quite a lot of injuries in his career. So if he stays injury-free, I can see him definitely playing a big part in the season, if that's in the Premier League or the Europa League. But I think he'll definitely get a lot of game time if he doesn't pick up another injury. So I would like him to be a part of Leicester's future. He's a young centre-back. He's fairly experienced as well. He's played in the Europa League for Celtic. Obviously had a spell out at Bristol as well. So he's got a number of games in his bank already in English football, obviously in the Scottish League as well. So, yeah, I would like to see him play a part, and I think he'll do all right if he can.
Yeah, I mean, Tom says they definitely need a centre-back. Just need a centre back without a doubt. Reece has said Fraser has gone to Australia. Reece, I think that was a fake tweet you sent me. I don't think he's actually gone to Australia. Do you know that, Josh? I don't think he's not gone to Australia, has he? He's going to Newcastle. Right. Yeah, I don't know what. I do have the message here. Ashwood City Football Club. I don't think that's real, Reece, unfortunately. The real cucumber says Demiral is back from injury and would be a good signing. We were linked with him and he got that bad injury. That'd be a good signing, Josh, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, he's played alongside Soon Chesney for Turkey. So, yeah, I think he'll fit in quite well.
Yeah. Mark's a striker foremost, real right winger, established centre back, cover for injuries. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot to ask for, Mark. I would probably be happy. There's a comment up here in a moment. I'd be happy with a centre back and a winger. Would you agree with that, Josh?
Yeah, 100%. I think, obviously, I don't think we're going to sign too many players. So I think maybe two is probably realistic, and those two positions would probably be all right. So yeah, I think a centre back and a winger would be good this season.
Yeah, and Christopher says here, let's just be realistic. We ain't bring any more in. I mean, this time last week, Christopher, I would agree with you. I'm hoping that we're wrong and that we do sign a couple more players. Will it happen? I'm not sure. But I think we do need to, if I'm honest. Fofana would be good backup for us. I mean, I think he's young, isn't he, Josh? So, yeah. So obviously, yeah, he could be backup and then in the future be a starter. Ross has got a comment here, bring back Kante. We'll have to see on that. And let's get another comment in here, which I've just seen. Sorry about that. Mark says, we have two strikers, another one is needed. Yeah, what are you? Obviously, I know a couple of people don't really want a striker. A couple of people do. We're looking at Edouard, apparently, Josh. Thoughts on that, really?
I think obviously I think it always relates back to the formation. If you are going to play two up front, I think that another experienced striker is needed. I think Edouard would do quite well, especially in the Europa League. Obviously, he's got that with Celtic. So, yeah, I would like to see a striker join. I think it's not the most important position to get, but I'd definitely like to see one come to the club.
Yeah, I mean, Phil agrees. Go get another striker. Look, I get what Reece is saying. I don't think Nacho needs to be. I don't think we should sell Nacho at all. Matthew's put a good comment here, Slim. I would agree with you, Matty, but I've heard that he just wants to go. I don't know how much truth there is to that. I would like to keep him as backup or, you know, a bench player. But yeah, but as I was saying with Kelechi, I don't want us to sell him. However, I do think we need another striker. Nacho is good off the bench. You know, when he comes off the bench, he does make a difference. He needs some time on there to get into the game. And when he does have that time, he does make a difference. Ross has said Vardy, Kelechi, Hurst. That's three strikers, not two. Yeah, I think we'll see more of George Hurst this year. Do you agree with that, Josh? Not starting games or anything but we'll see more of him, won't we?
Yeah, 100%. I can definitely see him playing a big part in like the Carabao Cup and FA Cup. So, yeah, I think though, I know we've got three strikers, but George Hurst, I don't know, he's going to be a bit too young in my opinion. I think he'll do all right, but if he has a run of games off the bench, I don't know if George Hurst. He's a good player, but I think maybe a loan move or something for him might be good for him.
Yeah, and obviously the comment there, which sums up what you just said, Josh, obviously we need more attacking options. Without Vardy, we are lacking goals. If Vardy gets injured, we can't rely on George Hurst to do it for us. You know what I mean? So I believe you've got to jump, Josh. I believe you've got to leave. So obviously thanks for joining. Josh, as always, your YouTube channel, go on.
It's Sportster. I do a load of Leicester content. I'm probably going to get a video done on a more in-depth video on the new signing Castagna tomorrow. So I'm going to do a bit of pre-season content as well. Probably do maybe how Leicester could line up next season as well. So yeah, quite a lot of videos. If you can subscribe, that would be highly appreciated.
See you next Thursday, Josh. Cheers.
Cheers lots.
Bye. So, guys, keep getting your comments in. Josh is gone, but I'm still here for a bit longer. Get your thoughts in on everything we've spoke about. Get your thoughts in on Timothy Kasanga. Get your thoughts in on whether he'll play left back or right back. Get your thoughts in on other positions we need to strengthen in. Let us know everything you have to say about Leicester at the minute, and we will discuss them before we end the show tonight. Phil has said maybe see some of Hurst on Saturday. Yeah, I mean, we saw a bit of him in the first game. Was that Sheffield Wednesday? I think that was the first game. It was, wasn't it? Birmingham, sorry. I saw a bit of him and he did look good. So, we'll have to wait and see what he does. Ben says, pretty sure towards the end we were lacking goals with Vardy. Yeah, we were. I agree with that. Andy says, is it bedtime, Josh? No, it's not bedtime. I think he's got something to do, but let's have a look. So Matty says, I heard he can play left mid as well. If you're on about Timothy Kasanga, potentially. I mean, I've heard he's a wing back, so obviously if you're a wing back, you can normally play on the left midfield, I suppose. Michael says, this is a good start, a signing in. Let's hope for a couple more. Yeah, I completely agree with you, Michael. I would love two more players. I would love a winger and I would love a centre-back. I think that would be brilliant. Chris says, is Kasanga tough enough to handle the Prem as we are the toughest league? Well, we'll have to wait and see, Chris. We need to let him have some time playing. You know, we can't shove him in. He has a couple bad games and we kick him out. I mean, look, we kept Chilwell in the team long enough and he wasn't performing great. So we've got no excuse to just kick Kasanga out for a few bad games. So fingers crossed he can hit the ground running anyway. Phil says we have quite a few versatile players in the squad now, which we do. Kasanga can play left back, right back. JJ, he can play left back and right back. Obviously Ricardo can play further up the pitch as he has done before. Apparently Hamza Chowdhury is now a right back at times. So and we've got a couple of the young players as well who've seen in pre-season. Tavares, the one I can't pronounce, Tshabela, whatever his name is, sorry. We'll have to wait and see. You know, I think I'm a lot more confident now that we've just signed one player than I was a couple of days ago. So, you know, get your thoughts in on that. Are you more confident now about the season now that we've made a sign in? You know, I think we'll all be a lot more confident if we make a couple more anyway. So a Facebook user says, just watched highlights, not real quick or fast, not a burner. I've heard that, but apparently he is a very hard worker, you know, great work rate. So fingers crossed, you know, that a lot of the time does make up for it. You look at Mark Albrighton, not blessed with pace, but his work rate is incredible. And Gray says, Jamie can't last Europa League and Prem. We need a forward. Yeah. You know, we don't really like to talk about Vardy coming towards the end. I'm not saying he's coming towards the end. I'm just saying we don't like to think about Vardy in a bad way. But, you know, 33 years old, playing two games a week every week. I can't see it. I don't think it's going to happen. So Mark says, Mark's opinion is we don't really need a centre-back or striker. It's a goalkeeper we need. Kasper has lost it. Get your thoughts in on that, guys. It's a bit harsh, Mark. I don't think he's lost it. I think he made a mistake in the Bournemouth game, but I think in the games before that, he kept us in a lot of games. So I would have to disagree on that. Nate says, yes, we finally signed someone, which is right. We do finally have a signing, Nate, at last. Timothy Kasang, the fullback, the versatile fullback, left side and right side. Baz says one signing is not enough. Need at least two more. Once again, Baz, completely agree with you. I think two more signings would be brilliant. Lee reckons Vardy can do two games a week, you know, Europa League and Premier League. So we'll have to see if he can manage that. Phil says Kasper still got it. I completely agree, Phil. Kasper still has it. He made a bad mistake, but before that, he kept us in the game a lot of games. So I think it was a bit harsh, that comment a moment ago. Ben says Joker. So let's have a look. So Chris says goalkeepers make mistakes. Need I remind you, Ian Walker made plenty of them. I cannot remember Ian Walker, but I'm sure everyone else remembers him, or a lot of people do. So yeah, keepers make mistakes. The difference between a left back making a mistake and a goalkeeper making a mistake is a left back can make a mistake and it won't always lead to a goal. If a keeper makes a mistake, nine out of 10 times, you know, he's the last man, it's gonna concede a goal. So, you know, everyone makes mistakes. Kasper made an awful one against Bournemouth, but so did Kagusoyuncu, and so did, I think, Evans, you know, the Evans own goal. You know, we can't single him out at all. He's still got it. He'll still be our number one this season and probably the season after as well. Adel says Gray just inconsistent. Yeah, Gray, he's one of them. Makes the impact off the bench, just not enough when he starts. So it's a bit of a shame. I think we'll probably give him, if he doesn't go this window, which I don't think he will, I think we'll give him one more season or half a season and to see what he does. And finally, Schmeichel is a great shot stopper, but his distribution is awful. Once again, yeah, we know that his distribution isn't great all the time, but he makes a few good ones. I think back to that Vardy goal. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. Obviously, that goal kick right over to Vardy, and he's tapped in. So yeah, you know. Keepers make mistakes, and I think we're being a bit harsh on Schmeichel there for saying that he's passed it. So, guys, get your final comments in. The final comments, get your views in on Timothy Kastanje. Are you happy that we've got a player? Are you happy that we've got a fullback? Will he be better than Chilwell? That's if he plays left back. Will we sign another left back? You know, what's going to happen here? James says, bloody hell, how old are you? Ian Walker was in 2004. I'm quite young. James, well, not that young. I'm 22, but I wasn't going to games until 2006, 2007. So I wouldn't have known him too much. I recognise the name, just don't recall him too well. Matty says Ward is a good keeper. Yeah, Ward is a good keeper, but he's not better than Schmeichel, and he's not going to start over Schmeichel, and I wouldn't want to see that. So. Yeah, Reece says it against Arsenal locks. If you talk, I think you're on about the goal over the kick overhead. So yeah, the Schmeichel assist. There we go. Thanks for that, Reece. Ben says pretty sure we'd jump at the chance if De Gea wanted to come to us, and he's the clanger king. That's exactly right, Ben. I completely agree with you. I completely agree. You know, De Gea has made absolute horror mistakes in recent times, but you take him at Leicester City, wouldn't you? So yeah, we're being harsh on Schmeichel. Let's not get into that. Chris, final comments here. Chris says bring in Eduardo from Celtic. What happened to the TV, Maguire and Chilwell money, Imran? Well, we'll have to wait and see if we sign anyone else. We also have a £100 million training ground, which is on a loan, so they're going to want to pay that back. And final comments. We haven't added to the squad for more competitions. Well, we've got an extra fullback who can play left back and right back. But yeah, we do need more, Mark. I agree with you. And then final comment. Patrick says new training ground at 100 million. That's right. And also remember that Leicester fan coming on the pitch to confront Ian Walker against Villa. Was he not a great goalkeeper then? It's over my head. I can't remember. So yeah, you'll have to thanks for bringing it to my attention. So guys, obviously thanks all of you who have joined tonight. Obviously big news. We've signed a player. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday night, getting all your comments and all your thoughts in. We do really appreciate it. It's the only reason, you know, we do the shows so that we can get your comments, discuss them and see what everyone has to say. Remember guys, check out our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Periscope, Twitter, you know, and head to www.leicesterfantv for the chance to win a free shirt. You can go on the website, fill in a form, and you could win this shirt. Not this one. You wouldn't want this one because I'm wearing it. But yeah, you can win a brand new 2020-2021 Leicester City home shirt for you to wear next season with the Europa League badges on whilst watching the Europa League. So as always, guys, lastly, thanks to our sponsors. They are all there below. They're the ones who help us bring you the free content every week. Bye, Adele. Thanks for joining. Stevie says good night. And we will end on Christian Fuchs. Christian Fuchs. Fuchs. Giving us a nice little outro. Leicester Fan TV. Check out the socials. Check out the website. Get all the latest news. Once again, I'm Lox. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next Thursday. And you can join Phil on Monday. Cheers.
Everyone, it's Christian Fuchs here. I would like to say a big thank you to our fans. And keep having our back for the upcoming Premier League season as well as the Europa League. Keep watching Leicester Fan TV. They have the latest news and they keep you up to date on leicesterfantv.com. So stay tuned and thanks for your support.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.